Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. Today is September the 19th, 2018, is 9-19-18, and it is a Wednesday, and I think that we're going to have Wise Wednesday next week with Brother and Sister Davis, so looking forward to having a Wise Wednesday return on Wednesdays, or whenever Brother and Sister Davis can ever do it, and so looking forward to that. But today we're going to have a live show for you all. I am your semi-co-host, and your other semi-co-host, Keith. Pastor Keith is here as well in the studio. And the other, why I say co-host, semi-co-host, because everyone has a voice here on Tando Radio Show. Scotty is a co-host. Roz is a co-host. Everyone that ever calls into the show is a co-host here on Tando Radio Show. So we're going to jump off into our show today. And anytime you'd like to get into the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for you to do that. And I'm going to, here we go. Let's get into some administrative stuff, then we'll get into the show. But listen, everyone, if you were a part of Coins of Change, if you came to Coins of Change, you're a Tando Radio Show listener, and you're a part of Coins of Change, make sure that you take everything out of your system wallet and put it in your personal wallet, okay? Take it out of your system wallet. Take it out of the platform of Coins of Change and put it inside of your personal wallet that you set up there. And that was one thing that we advised everyone to do when we first was telling everyone about that, because one of the things with Coins of Change is that it's dependent on Bitcoin. And as Bitcoin was going up, it was doing well. But since Bitcoin is going down, it hasn't been able to bring people into the platform for it to work the way it was supposed to work. Because of that, the interest in Bitcoin has changed. So it's not getting the traction that it otherwise could have gotten. So make sure you pull all of your everything out of that system wallet. And if it does start to do well again, who knows, then you'll still have that. You'll still have it there and you'll be well. All right, but make sure you pull everything out. And I need to go on. I got to catch up with my man Warren Ballantyne, try to reach out to him, because I think we're on air at the same time now, so it's difficult for – can't call him now. So I'm going to reach out to my man Warren Ballantyne as well. So pull everything out of your Coins of Change system wallet and put it in your personal wallet. You'll be fine, okay? And if you have any questions about that, you can email me at you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com. You know, we are creatures of habit. As soon as I say email while I'm on the air, Keith, I just immediately went to Prosperity Mints, just so used to do that. So Definitely, definitely could do that. All right, so everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Make a financial donation, and you can do that from his website of www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. See the donation prompt that's there. Hit it. Give some of your financial energy so the network can continue to develop and continue to go in the direction that it needs to go. With your support, it can definitely do that. Without your support, it will not be able to do that. And that's very, very important that we do seize the opportunity to support this network. So, so important that we do. So please do that. Also, you can support the network by being a part of the social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform that was put together for you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty actually put it together so that you can engage in your social media activities without being as adversely affected. So please be a part of that platform. By doing that, you will be supporting the network as well, so it can grow and develop and bring you more information, and not only bring you more information, but bring you even more relevant programming. And that all needs to happen by your support, because without your support, it won't be able to do that. So please engage in that as soon as you possibly can. Very easily, you can do that very easily by going to BTR Community. BTR Community can be found at www.btrcommunity.com. Become a member for only $24 a year. And in that $24 a year membership, that gets you access to being to a social media platform that will never sell your identity and will never compromise your identity. So very, very important. And you can actually engage in a social media platform in a way, that way, because there it's, you know, many of us don't know that, and we think that Facebook and, you know, what I call Fedbook, and the other one, tweeting, in which I call telling, is free, but it's actually not. It's not free. And so because of that, there's a price that you have, and there's a price that's paid for you to engage in that overall platform. So with BTR Community, you don't have that cost. You know, with their platform, you know, when you look at Fedbook, or aka Facebook, they're actually monetizing that platform, but you're not being the one that's gaining from the overall monetization or from what you're putting into it. They're not paying you for your posting. They're not paying you for your participation. You're actually paying them, because they are using that. They've monetized that in a way that's benefiting them economically. Excuse me. And because of that, that's how you pay for Facebook. And not only that, there are things that you may have lost from being on Facebook, job promotions, clients, and everything else, because it's a platform that everyone can see, and it's not really where it's actually been moved as a gossip site. So come on over to BTR Community. You don't have to worry about that. It's a membership for only $24 a year. You can engage in the social media activities, and you can actually monetize it within reason. Okay, everything has to be within reason, because sometimes we get people that have unreasonable expectations, or they want to do things that are against the overall policies of something else. And if you want to do that, that's fine. You just can't do that on someone else's platform. You can't tell somebody how to run and how to govern, or excuse me, how to how to govern their overall platform. So make sure, and if you want to do that, create your own. Definitely something that should be encouraged. We need all forms of different points of view, so definitely do that. So BTR Community is the place to be. Okay, also, if you'd like to acquire real money, please go to Prosperity Mint and exchange your currency while you still can, because at some point, at some time, you won't be able to use your dollars to acquire real money. Convert it into money. Convert your dollars into a savings instrument. You won't be able to do that. And I have no problems in saying that. You will not be able to use the current cash that you have. Doesn't matter how much you have. You can have $1 billion $1 Federal Reserve notes. At some point, and that point is coming really, really soon, is not going to be acceptable. It will not be accepted. While it is accepted, you need to exchange until it does go to something else. But the overall precious metals will always be accepted, always has been accepted throughout the world, and not only throughout the world, has been accepted universally. Keith is over there laughing at something. He read something that has got him all giggled and happy. So hopefully he'll share that with us. And so, no, I guess it's something a little more personal, some things between him and some of his friends, so which is real cool. So, all right, so please, definitely go to Prosperity Mint, www.prosperitymint.com, and check out what's in the inventory there, then email info@prosperitymint.com, say, hey, I'm a Tando radio show listener. Dave told me to email you before I purchase because they want to explain to you the purchasing process so that you'll know it. It won't be used for marketing. You won't get cold calls or anything like that, sales calls for but do respond. And then once you do send the email, once you get a response from that, please reply back to that in that form and fashion that's asked there, okay? So definitely do that. All right, so what we're going to do is going to jump into – man, Keith, I really do think that hold on 1 second. I really do think that we need to have a summit. And a summit, or I really do need to get a lot of information out. We just completed a seminar here in Dallas, and I really need to do something for our listeners that is here. And I don't know how I'm going to do it in a time frame, but I know I need to do it. I will do it. And so I think there's something that you and I need to structure out. Keith, because we definitely because of right now the moment is we have to be using the moments that we have in the you know, leverage that in the best way that we can and to gain some real momentum from what we have now. So I'm going to think about that with Keith and then get going. So we're going to get into what's in the news, and then so it's a couple of articles here. We're going to get into what's in the news. I may have I need to put some drops, some nanoparticle silver in my eye real quick. So if you wouldn't mind, would you just read what's in the news here, and you just scroll it down from right here. Then I'll jump back in. I'll do this, and then I'll jump back in here. And just how we always do is we just say where it's from and then what the headline of the title is. And if you want to read the subtitle, that would be fine and dandy. So you just roll it down from here and just read those articles, and it'll be all the way down to here. So while we do that, while Keith does that, there's only going to be a couple of articles, Keith, so because it's only going to take me a second to do this. So but today's show is today is the 19th of September 2018, and today's topic of today's show is how the Syrian conflict will end the United States first world status. How the Syrian conflict will end the United States' first world status. And so Pastor Keith is going to go ahead and read some of what's in the news, and I'll be right back. I got to put some nanoparticle silver in my eye real quick. So, Keith, whenever you're ready, you could definitely go ahead and do that. Let me unmute you. Let me take care of that first. Let me unmute you so that you could do just that. You can sit right there. Hold on. And then Keith will definitely do that. Okay, here we go.
Okay, the first article is going to come out of RT International. It says the Korean defense chiefs adopt military pact after Kim and Moon signed a joint statement. Goes on to say South Korea President Moon Jae-in and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has signed a joint statement following their bilateral talks in Pyongyang. Besides the joint statement on inter-Korean relations signed by the leaders, the country's defense chiefs also signed a separate military pact. Moon's press secretary Yoon Young Chan told reporters. So that's significant. That's some of the things that we've been talking about. That's a pact between South Korea and North Korea combining together, and of course what that's going to do is that's going to completely move the United States out of that arena It's a very important strategical location for the U.S. because, of course, that's where we have major stores militarily in South Korea. With all those being there, that's gonna have extreme dire consequences for the United States. Besides the fact that what South Korea and North Korea together will form, I believe from the reading I was doing between those two, they will actually be, I believe, the third largest superpower in the world with those two combined.
Yes, I'm back now. Yes, Keith, that, you know, that the momentum from that, as you were saying, they're going to be a new superpower. And one of the things about being a superpower is this, is that there's room for a couple of countries having that overall space of superpower, right? Because then when you become a superpower, that not only does that mean that you're a superpower monetarily or militarily, it is really comprised of many things: trade,
influence,
geopolitical influence, all of those, right? The military, the economy, the economic impact, the trade impact, the political impact, the treaties, the relationships. So all of these things come into place, and generally you can't have too many superpowers at one time, because they're all, as the overall competition for the treaties, the trade agreements, the economic impact, the geopolitical influence, the military influence, can only come from so many places, because there's only so many countries that are on the planet. So if you're having new superpowers, that means that you have to have other ones go out, because it's like a pie. So the pie is already split somewhere, so now it's just like the SDR system. Let me say this first, the pie. There's only so many slices in the pie. And so now what happens is that you can make the slices of the pie smaller, right? But there still is only so much of the pie that you can command. Now, the U.S. has had a very significant portion of that pie. And now there are other superpowers from the emerging economies. And South Korea is kind of categorically recognized as an emerging economy. Now with North Korea, now the Korean will not be an emerging economy, it will be a first world economy in influence. So now that means that if you're going to do that, that means that that influence that they're going to have and that impact that they're going to have through the South Sea of China, the Korean Peninsula, and the ingenuity from the tech field and everything else that South Korea, the ingenuity and industrialism that South Korea has, that impact is now going to be magnified, and that means that someone else is going to be minimized. And who do you think that is? Definitely, this shows that the system is actually positioning for the U.S. to fall, to lose its first nation status. And this is today's show about. And this overall signing is definitely, basically what the signing is it ends the war. But the U.S. side of that has not been ended. But the Koreas have decided we're not at war anymore. If they're not at war anymore, that means that they're unified. And so this is very, very important. And like you said, the impact that they'll have, they'll be the third. And the real numbers and the real influence hasn't even come out yet, how impactful that will be. So basically, you're looking at the Eurasian – well, you're looking at the – you're looking at Russia as a border country to the Korea, and I'm not going to say North and South Korea anymore. I'm just going to call it Korea. Russia is a bordering nuclear economic giant. China is a nuclear economic giant. So you have for the first time, well, no, it's not the first time, but you have what Europe was able to have. But you have it in a different way. Europe doesn't have the overall access to the ports that the Korean Peninsula, South Sea of China, and that region, and then you have Japan as well. So now you have a complete, then you also have Singapore, you have the Philippines, and you have Thailand, all of that region is all ports. The South Sea of China is the premier port, going to be the premier water trade waterway of the world. And now you have Korea, Russia, and China all together. Do you see the overall influence and the overall strength of that overall, those countries being together? That means that there is no other place on the planet that could actually compete with them outside of the continent.
And
let me let you in, Keith, real quick.
So you're exactly right, Dave. But on top of that, if you look at the fact that China, unbeknownst to a lot of people, China has already taken over the Panama Canal, Panamanian Canal.
Right.
It took the influence, and I was just reading an article the other day, the influence that they have in Africa. And what they've done was, due to their, what they thought was their benevolence, whatever, what they've done was they came in there, they kind of deceived Africa, and now Africa cannot pay off their debt to China. So what China's doing is say, okay, you can't pay that debt. Well, fine, we're just going to take over this port, where we're going to take over this port, where we're going to take this amount of your commodities, et cetera, et cetera. So it's to the point where Africa is already heavily indebted to China as well. So if you look at the pact that you were talking about, plus the influence that they've already taken outside of that arena, they're unstoppable at this point.
Yeah, Keith, in this yeah, and you know, it's kind of the old saying that meet your new boss just like your old boss, kind of thing, and it's going to turn in a very, and I foresee after the untied states of America is set up, and we're going to get back into what's in the news here, get that out, and then we'll get in the show, because very important. But I definitely see, and I've talked about this before, I definitely see Russia and China going to war with each other in the future, and severing those ties, because it's going to be a real, right now everything is about, because they have a common cause right now, and that's to bring down the U.S. And then after that is brought down, now it's going to be about the resources around the world, and this is where you're going to have the dividing and everything else. And see, this is how this overall governance paradigm continues to go on, and everything is the same. Nothing has changed. It's just that it's shifted from here and there, but it's still the same old thing. So very, very important. So great points. We're going to come back to a lot of that, because we need to we definitely need to. All right, so here we go. So that article was there, and I liked it. The Koreans adopt a military pact. Kim and Moon signed a joint statement. So very important. Next article comes from the Jerusalem Post. What really happened in Latakia? In Latakia, condemnation means for Israel, and this is very important from the Jerusalem Post. So check out that, and we're going to talk about that as well for today's show. Next article from Sputnik News. We'll have to take the rap. Israel media reacts to the downing of the Russian plane. Very, very important. Very, very important things is going on there, and I think it was pretty decisive what was there. Next article came from, it's a Jewish publication, is Haritza.com. And it was, and it didn't pull up for me, but here it is. It is, in the rush to blame Israel for the down plane near Latakia, Russia may be conducting a face-saving op. More to that than what is there. And but check out that article. That is, so that's an article you should be checking out, and going to be part of today's show as well. So let me just fix that. Next article we got from RT. Rockets falling, explosions over the sea. Witness recall the moments of the Israeli raids in Latakia. So check out that. Next one is from YouTube, and very significant. This is from RT, and it has a YouTube video about what happened during the shooting of the overall Russian reconnaissance plane, shooting it down. And I posted this multiple times because I think it's really something we should be looking at, because this is really, like I said for today's show, is that Syria is where the U.S. is going to go to lose its first world status. And it was how the Syrian conflict will end the United States' first world status, because that's exactly what will happen there. Next article from the South China Morning Post. I got how the trade war is nudging rival China and Japan closer. I would say they're not rivals, they're arch enemies. But here's the thing I always say is that big business has a way of making enemies friendly. And that's what this is really, really about. This is about part of that consortium of nations we were just speaking about with Keith and how that can play out. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. U.S. must show commitment to peace talks with North Korea, a scholar says. Check out that article. And next one from Walking Times, spirit-led activism, the true power of the people. I would definitely say that that's so true. But how you do that is depending upon the individual. But, yes, I definitely think that we need to get back to in how I interpret that, we need to get back to the great creator's spirit of the law and not start to really work under the letter of man's law, because then man takes a position of a ruler over you and I, and there is no man that can or should rule over you and I. So from what we have now, definitely without a doubt, there is no president. There is no foreign head of state or government head of state that should have any real authority over yourself, because what happens then is that you become a subjugate of that overall mentality and that overall paradigm, and that is one that subjugates and enslaves. It does not give anything beneficial. It may appear to give something beneficial, but like I always like to say, poison has a tendency of tasting sweet, but it's still poison. So check out that article. Next article, my man Keith, Pastor Keith really wanted to put this in for him. This one comes from one of his favorite shows. He likes this show, which is all good. But this one comes from, man, I haven't made up a name for this one, from MSNBC. So I guess that would be Main Syndicate Network. Main Syndicate Network, because of criminals. That's what it is. Beheasting of criminals. So that's what it is. But there was we're gonna play this one. Let me put it inside of so Scotty could play it. How do I do that? Okay, I do that, and then okay, cool. So what we'll do is I want you to hear what celebrity figurehead Clinton said in a interview with Rachel Maddow yesterday. I think it's pretty significant for where we are and for today's show. So I posted it there, Scotty, if you can, if we could play that. It's real, really short. It's like a minute long. But I want you to hear some of the things that celebrity figurehead Clinton said. And he was talking about Russia. Next article I got from, don't want to spend too much time there because I want to get into today's show. Next one I got from, this one was from Switzerland. It was actually a hearing or a summit that the Swiss had. And what they said is that they actually participated in the overall invasion of Libya without any intel on their own. They just went off of the mainstream media and off of the intelligence that they were told from, who do you expect? The U.S. So they didn't do any of their due diligence, and they just participated in that overall illegal campaign, because that's what all the governments do. That's what all of them do. So this one is actually, you're going to have to try to get this translated, but that's what it was really all about. They basically said, oh yeah, we went and had military campaign against Libya because basically the U.S. told us to do it. And here's what's so important about that. A bunch of countries are going to say, yeah, we went off of the U.S.'s word for so long, and now we realize we can't trust it. See, they're going to be saving their butts and throwing the U.S. under the bus, which it should be done, but they knew exactly fully what they were doing, but they're not going to say that. See, in the purging of the U.S., this is what you do. They're going to say, oh, they're the fault. We wouldn't do that. And now we changed our rules so that no country could ever have that influence over us again. But we're going to have to go after them because they were the main pushers. They were the main instigators. But they were the real conspirators is what they're going to say. They were the conspirators that not only did they fool you, they fooled us too because we had blind faith in them, which we learned to never have. So they'll ask for forgiveness for having blind faith. But what they won't do is see their culpability to it all. That's what this system really does perpetuate. So check out that article. Next article comes from Roll Call, Future of the U.S. Military in Syria Decision Coming Soon, Celebrity Figurehead Trump Says. Next article, Rise posted this one from South China Morning Post. China won't use the yuan exchange rate as a trade war weapon, Ling says, and that's their finance minister, I believe it is. Check out that article, really important one. Rise also posted inside of Tando, South China Morning Post. Trump, we probably have no choice but to put tariffs on all Chinese goods. That's the war, y'all. Check out that article. Next article, Rise also supplemented and augmented some of the ones we posted earlier. Hopes for peace after Kim agrees to shut missile testing. See, now the overall whole thing with the denuclearization of the Koreas is now that this is it. This is how they get the U.S. out. Hey, no nuclear weapons in the Koreas. So if no nuclear weapons are there, guess what? The U.S. military has to do what? Pull out. Let's see how they respond to that. So check out that, and that's what I see coming down the road. It's really, really ingenious. As you'll hear celebrity figurehead Killery, you'll hear celebrity figurehead Killery say, Trump is playing checkers while Putin is playing three-dimensional chess. So check out that. Next article, Rise posted from South China Morning Post, Belt and Road Explained. Definitely you need to know that one. Good one, Rise. The next one from South China Morning Post, Rise posted, U.S. Congress calls out China's leadership over trade war status. Check out that article. Then next article, Rise posted from Anti-Media, U.S.-backed war risk killing an entire generation of Yemenese children. Check out that. Well, this is what – see, I'm glad that – see, this is what war does. Is a depopulation program for people that had nothing to do with the overall decision to go to war or to hate or to have a violent action against someone else. Now, war is one of the most effective ways to depopulate and trim off the overall momentum that will threaten the system. Less people on the planet by way of war. When you go into a war, it doesn't matter, and Keith, I think this is very, very important. When you go into a war, especially a regional war or a global war, here's the impact of war. Any person that ever enters a war zone dies immediately. You die immediately. Here's why. Because what you will see in that overall war zone, on that battlefield or that overall conflict, you will never be able to go back to who you were before. That person before that innocence of who you were is dead, no longer to return. You're going to have to really fight to maintain that. But the longer you're in the overall battlefield, the likelihood of you being able to do that is over. One of the things that's very effective about war that we always overlook is this. It produces sociopaths. It produces sociopaths. And then that, in that sociopathic movement, you're never able to regain any form of mental stability to which you may have had before. Now you may become incapable. And I definitely believe that sociopaths can definitely become psychopaths. It definitely, that transformation definitely can definitely happen. That's why the chosen tool of depopulation is the battlefield. Because the battlefield is able to outstretch the overall degradation and destruction of humanity in the most effective way. It's so strong that people, we fall into that, people that may not be a sociopath will see all the good reasons for war and not even realize that they're being actually brainwashed and they're being indoctrinated to fall into the overall traps of becoming a sociopath. This is what happens, because this is why the government system, there is no such thing as a good one, because they create laws that they don't have to obey. They create debt that they don't have to pay, and they declare wars that they don't have to fight. So very, very important. So now a whole generation of children, I'm going to tell you, it's the killers that we so-called vote for that is the most detrimental act that we can really do. Participation in this type of, in these type of programs, until we say, you know what, I'm not falling for these tricks anymore, because I know what you're going to do, because what is history has shown by proof, the evidence is there, the truth tells, it stands on its own, I just need to stand with the truth. We need to develop something in a different way. There needs to be a collective prudence that is outside of this. This collective prudence that we've been indoctrinated to and have now is completely 100% destructive, and it's psychologically destructive. There's no way. This is why it's so many people, once you go through a battle zone, you become in that battle zone for so long, you can, you know, post-traumatic stress and everything else, the longer you're there, you know, you could get post-traumatic stress from just getting into a fight with someone, you know, but if you're doing it constantly on different degrees and everything else, it's just more of a mental illness that you take on, and it's very, very, very destructive. Keith wants to chime in. Let me give him the floor to do that. 1 second, Keith. Let me just mute myself and get you in. Hold on 1 sec.
One of the things that's interesting about what you said is what they used to do in Vietnam, Dave. And what they would do was they would have these massive grave sites. They have the Vietnamese massive grave sites. And what they would do is they would take the newbies out there, the people that just rotated out there, and they would take them to the massive grave sites, and they'd give them steel-toed boots. And what they would do is they would have them kick in the heads of dead Viet Cong. Well, needless to say, that was a disgusting proposition, and it bothered them greatly, you know, because to get the blood, the brain matter on their boots and all of that, they're wiping it on the grass, and this is gross and disgusting. But within 2 days, they can kick in all the heads of the dead Viet Cong that they want, and it no longer bothered them. That was in 2 days.
I never heard about that before, but I'm not surprised at all. Because this is how you indoctrinate someone. This is how you desensitize people from who they are. This is where you become a real sellout. Because what a sellout to me is someone that will compromise their morality for someone else's agenda. They know, those individuals would have never done that before. But they had a compromise. They made the choice to compromise their morality. And sometimes saying no comes with consequences. But is the no stronger than what the consequences will be set on you? Are you more committed to the no than to the overall besetting of the consequences? So, you know, Keith, this is the first time I ever heard of that, but I'm not surprised by that at all, because that is that's a psychological programming. A psychological programming to maintain the overall subjugation of one person to another. See, what they were really doing was that they were not destroying that overall, that body. What they were destroying was the spirit that was still in the body that was kicking. Not the spirit of the body of the spirit that had left that body. They were destroying the spirit that was within that body that was kicking. And they understand the importance of that, and they mastered how to do that. They were actually training and schooling someone on what to think from here on, from the rest of their life. And you can't do that and not understand that that's what's being done and the adverse effects of that. See, one of the things is this, is that you can come in contact with a virus. And once you come in contact with that virus, if you don't have the necessities or the tools that will defeat that virus, it will definitely attack your body and destroy your body and start this overall process of embedding itself in your body. And if you don't do something about it, just because you see it, doesn't mean that you can say, this is not going to affect me. It doesn't work that way. Because it has a true existence that has energy. And it takes energy to be able to deflect that energy. You need the right energy with you. You need a cure to stop that overall virus. And this is why it's so important for us to look at these paradigms for what they truly, truly are. So I want to keep going. But Keith, I'm not surprised. I don't think anyone listening to this show is surprised. And you know, my thought process is that I'm not trying to tell anyone what's right or what's not right. What I am trying to point out what is wrong, and what we know and we can see is wrong, and follow the evidence and the truth of it being wrong. And somebody would say, yeah, but that's the ills of war. That's because you become a sociopath to where you don't have the overall capacity to balance what's morally wrong and what's morally right. Now, they may say, well, my morals may be that that's okay in war. Well, that's fine, because that same type of mentality has already destroyed you. And you won't escape that. You won't escape that. Keith wants to chime in again, and let me set him up so he can.
I agree with you 100%, but I got to change your wording just a little bit. And the reason why is because what's happening here isn't a mentality. It goes a step beyond a mentality, because a mentality, you can make a decision to change that mentality. But just like the Bible talks about, I think Scotty talked about it yesterday as well, as when he talks about guarding your mind against all these negative things. And the reason being is because these things will affect you beyond the mental processes that are known to us. In other words, what I mean by that is that, like the virus you talked about, there's a thing that you can deal with when you have the knowledge of that virus and you can go about correcting that. But these things condition your mind in such a way that it goes beyond your capabilities to change them in yourself. So what they've done is they've, like you said at the beginning, they've changed you as a person in a channel that you're not even capable, even if you wanted to go back. And that's why you see these things with PTSD. When these guys come back, they're like, you know what? I'm not the same person. I don't like the person I am. I don't like doing the things that I'm doing. I don't like feeling the way that I'm feeling. They're aware of it, but it's beyond their capabilities to change it.
And Keith, you're absolutely right in changing the wording that I use, because it is really about the spiritual warfare of all. That's what's the changing. That's why when I said that it's really attacking that spirit in that body, and that's really what it. And that is so true. So we'll probably need to do a show just on that in itself. So well said. Well taken, and the truth is stands alone. We just need to stand with it, right? So, well said. So we're going to a couple more, and then we're going to get into today's show. Rise posted from Anti-Media: Turkey deploying more troops to Syria after striking a deal with Russia. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from the Anti-Media. Putin says, Israel missile attacks a breach of Syria's sovereignty. Yep, definitely. And that's going to be a part of today's show as well. And then Rise posted in the Anti-Media: Trump just enabled big oil to pollute with impunity on public land. So check out that article. Now, one of the things real quick I want to say about that, you know why I think that happens is this. This is how you – when they pollute, this is just one aspect. When they pollute public land, when they do that, what they do is that by doing that, now they take over that public land. And it's really the reason why they may pollute that public land is because it's an intentional thing, because there's something about that public land that's very valuable that they're not telling everybody else, and they don't want to pay anybody for it. So there may be public land, but it has an outstretch to private land that's there. So if you pollute the public land, and then it goes into the private land, now what can you do? Eminent domain, you could take over that private land very easily. And but just the pollution of things is how the system, it really is what the system always produces. They produce pollutants that are odorless, tasteless, but are still deadly. They produce pollutants that are evident, nasty tasting, and are present. And then they produce pollutants that are evident, sweet tasting, accepted, but are still destructive. They produce pollutants. We are going to have to do something in adverse to that. So that's what's in the news. And so we're going to get into today's show. Big ups. Thank you, Roz, for the stuff you posted today and yesterday. Didn't get to go to all of the stuff that was there because of just the show itself. Is only so much time, but greatly, greatly appreciate you and your participation in the overall show and making Tando Radio show as relevant and as, you know, instrumental as it is. So what I want to do is I want to get into today's show. Today's show is how the Syrian conflict will end the United States' first world status, is what today's show is going to be all about. And what I want to do real quickly, Scotty, if you could, if you would just play the video that was that I posted there inside of the chat room, and I may have to grab it off of YouTube because that was the Rachel Maddow interview with Hillary Clinton, celebrity figurehead Hillary Clinton. If you would just play it, I want you to hear some of the things that Hillary, I'm sorry.
I do believe Keith, that we're finding out more about.
So, here it is.
Yeah, I think I'm a small part of the puzzle. I do believe that we're finding out more about how they viewed me and what they wanted to do to get me out of the way. But to get me out of the way to do what, Rachel? Yes, try to elect a president, which apparently they succeeded at. But it was more than. I don't know whether Trump is a witting or unwitting tool of Putin. I don't know that. But it's clear he's playing checkers and Putin's playing three-dimensional chess.
Scotty, could you play that one more time? Because I messed it up. I was talking over it, and I think it messed up some of it. If you could just play that one more time.
I think I am a small part of the puzzle. I do believe that we're finding out more about how they viewed me and what they wanted to do to get me out of the way. But to get me out of the way to do what, Rachel? Yes, try to elect a president, which apparently they succeeded at. But it was more than that. I think they play a long game. You know, I don't know whether Trump is a witting or unwitting tool of Putin. I don't know that. But it's clear he's playing checkers and Putin's playing three-dimensional chess.
So that was celebrity figurehead Hillary Clinton. And there was some things that she said that was very, very important that I wanted to bring to light to you. And I would just say, before you have faith, blind faith in a lot of these celebrity figureheads. See, Hillary, Obama, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, all of those individuals were Carter, Kennedy, Nixon, Reagan, all of those individuals were, and I think the one that was probably the most honest one of them all in their role, just saying in their role, not saying that they were honest individual, but their role really spoke to it all, was the actor that was became a celebrity figurehead president known as Reagan. He did it naturally because he was an actor. And one of the things that I want to say about actors is this: always be mindful that actors are professional liars. Every actor is a professional liar because they are taking that, try to tell you that they are actually playing a role in everything else. No, but there's a deeper catonic state that goes along with it. See, they use that to put you to sleep to things and to actually hypnotize you into things. There was a movie called Get Out, right? And I don't go to movies, but I went because some people wanted to go, so I went. And as soon as I sat there and I realized what was going on, I did what Scotty said yesterday. We have to protect our mind and our ears and our eyes. And what I did was, when they said get out, you know what I said? I'm going to take your cue, and I'm leaving. Because I realized what they were with the silver screen is a reason why Hollywood calls it the silver screen. What that silver screen production was really doing and what it was really about, it was hypnotizing you, the audience. And so this is what they've known and what they've mastered. These are some of the ritual practices that they use to maintain their overall ability to get you to utilize your free will to their best interest. They use these things to utilize your free will to their best interest. We're willful participants. And when we're willful participants, guess what happens? You get what you sow. And so, you know, I think Reagan was the most honest of all the celebrity figureheads from this standpoint. He was an actor that went into office. And so that was, you know, part of the things. And there were times that he would do some acting on there, and he was telling you he was acting. And so it was just funny. And I was a child when that celebrity figurehead was the CEO of the corporation of the United States. And I remember saying it hit me as a young, I said, man, he's still acting. And so that's why he was so effective. He was effective because he was a better actor than most of the other ones. That's why he was so effective within his overall. That's how he was able to deceive so many people. That deception was so great because an actor is nothing more than a professional liar. That's what their job is, to be professionally lie. Take on something that, you know, that is not, and act something out. And then, you know, they embellish so much. If you can't see that an actor is a professional liar, that's because you believe the hype. That's because you believe the hype. The truth of the matter is that's what they do. So, and I'm saying that for this reason. It was something very significant that this celebrity figurehead, political figure, Hillary Clinton said, I mean, is her name Hillary or Killary? Okay. So it was something that she said that was very telling that we should pick up on. She said that they play a long game. Well, that was really part of a tool, part of a propaganda, part of a hypnotist state, part of a massaging to get you into a catatonic state of amazement and loyalty and admiration, is that was a key, that was a key thing that she said, because it's true. But here's the truth of it all. She's actually admitting that all governments play a long game. And in playing that long game, who do they play that long game against? They're not playing a long game against each other. They're playing a long game against you, the individuals. And as she said, they play a long game. The appropriate way is that we play a long game. And if you take that they and turn it into we play a long game, and then you take that long game as being played against, and then you put that overall directional signal and that target on you and every person on this planet, all the so-called citizens of the world, then from that, looking at from that standpoint, I want you to build a case for that, not a case against it. Build a case for that. What I mean by build a case for that, go out through history from what you know and find out more and take a look at it from an investigative standpoint. Because when you investigate something, you don't care how evidence comes to you. You just care where it leads. And if you do that, you'll see something. Then build a case against it. And you'll find very quickly that you're trying to build a case against that. And you have to remove your emotions from that. Is that you'll realize something. You can't build a case against it unless you're complicit and you compromise yourself to it. So she said a lot of different things that were significant. And so that was one of the ones that I noticed. And that's just my opinion on the things, is that they play a long game. She's telling on how the system does. And what it is that the whole governance system plays a long game against everyone else. They get to play a long game because they put everybody in the position that they have to play a game for 2 weeks. They have to play a game for 2 weeks for that next overall slave wage to come for them to survive off of. And that is a real long game, because they realize by them controlling resources, they allow you to own debt. And when you allow own debt and they control resources, that is basically you being a slave to them, because they have what you need. You have nothing that they need because they control what you do. And we surrender it. Very, very, very important. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, give me 1 minute extra. When we come back, I want to look at some of the things that she said as well, and then look at how Syria is where the U.S. is going to lose its first world status completely. And I know my man Pastor Keith has some things that he wants to interject on that. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We're going to be talking about how Syria is where the U.S. goes to lose its first world status, and we're going to be building that game. I wanted to play something from Hillary Clinton that she said on Rachel Maddow's interview yesterday, I believe it was, on the network that they're on. So we got a caller in queue. Want to go to that caller before we pick back up. So we got a caller out of area code 586. Caller out of area code 586. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you? What's your name and where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Caller out of area code, I think is Warren, Michigan. Did you have a question or comment? Okay, I guess not. I'm going to mute you. And if you did have something, just unmute yourself, and then I will definitely bring you up. Okay. So if anyone likes to call in, give us a call, 704-802-5056. All right. So we were listening to Hillary just before we went to the commercial break. And I'm going to not yes, her name is Hillary, so I'll call her by her name. But it was, I think it was really significant, some of the things that Hillary said. And she said that basically that the Russians had involved themselves and they got the person that they wanted elected by way of their influence and everything else. But she said, why did they want him and not her is the reason we're going to look at. Now, I don't know how familiar you are with the relationship between so-called Hillary and the Russians, but they take the role of this, the role that they play, and I say the role that they play because they are playing a role. I wouldn't be surprised if Hillary and Vladimir are real good friends when they go behind closed doors. And here's the reason why I say that. I think it's the healthiest thing for us to do to assume that. I don't know that, Keith. I don't know that for sure. But evidence tells me that that's probably the thing that is the truth. And I think it's healthier for us to look at it that way, because if we continue to thinking that these governments are there in our best interest, then nothing changes from where we were from the last war. Nothing will change from World War I to World War II, from World War II to World War III. From World War III to global nuclear war I. See, the progression of things never changes. Only thing that changes is the personalities and the characters. But the overall ideology stays the same. World War I goes into World War II. World War II goes into World War III. World War III goes into global nuclear war I. Something is wrong here with our overall processing of things. We're thinking something that is not true. We're thinking that something is going to change by our participation, by doing the exact same things that we did in World War I. And then by us thinking that, you know, Einstein said doing the same thing over and over again expecting a different result means that you're going crazy. It's not that you're crazy, you're already crazy, but you're going to continue to be crazy. I added that Einstein didn't say that. It says, it's insane. So Keith wants to chime in real quick on that. Let me let him in. One second, Keith.
you know, when I was still working, I'd have a conversation with the people I work with oftentimes, and where we have major discrepancies in our conversations, I say, look, you have to understand something. Generally speaking, when we're having these type of conversations, we're having them with a mutual platform of understanding. In other words, we all think of the relatively the same, and usually that's in the vein of, you know, we think of things being done and the vein towards the good. So we naturally don't understand, well, why would somebody do this when that's not good? Well, why would somebody do that when it's not good for everybody? And we have conversations from that platform. Whereas what we really have to understand is, and it's no different on a smaller scale, you'll see it with labor and management. They have completely two different agendas. Whereas what we're talking about here on a world scale, if you look at the people that are your multi-billionaires, these people that finance both sides of the war, you're talking about your Bill Gates and them who go to these conferences talking about depopulation. You know, to us, that is such a foreign thought to want to kill all those people. But to them, it's logical and makes sense. So we have to oftentimes change our way of thinking because we think that things will automatically correct themselves towards the good. But that's not reality.
Yes, Keith, well said, so true. And that's when you're, and you know from your professional, life, some of the things that you've done professionally. When you're trying to investigate the so-called, because I say the conspiracy agenda, not conspiracy theories. So in order for there to be a conspiracy, there has to be an agreement to commit a crime. And so what you're really talking about is you're talking about criminal activity. And when you're looking at criminal activity, you can't look at criminal activity and trying to really solve or to find out what was really done and how it was done. You can't look at that overall activity without looking at the evidence that is there of what actually did happen and then piecing everything together from there. You have to look at it from the standpoint of, has there been a crime that's committed? If there's been a crime that's been committed, that means you have a criminal among you. Is war a crime? Absolutely. That means that you have a criminal entity among you, and you can't, like you were saying, you have to temper your overall thoughts on how things would work because you may not have a criminal's mentality, but if you're trying to chase a criminal, you can't use your mentality to catch them. You have to understand what is that criminal mentality is about. That's why they do what they do, because this is why that sociopath thinks that way. And you can't make a decision and you can't make an objective assessment. You can have an opinion because an opinion is absent of fact, right? Is absent of fact. If you're going to make an assessment of what is happening and why it's happening, you first have to come to some truths that, is it a crime? And if there is a crime, then there is a criminal that's doing it. Now it's on you to find out who that criminal is. And with that type of mentality, now you will look at things. It's not a matter of why would they do that. It's just that the crime was done. Here's the thing. How did this crime come about? What was the chronological events that enabled this crime to happen? Because now you know you have a crime, so you have a criminal in your midst. So it's completely what you were saying. You can't use the same temperament. You can't use the same moral barometer when trying to figure out where things is going if you can't realize that it's a crime first. Then you have to look at things from a criminal standpoint. And from a criminal standpoint, it's always pretty much going to be this format. Who has the means to do it? Who has the motive to do it? Who gained the most from it? From that. And who had the opportunity? The opportunity is the one that is always most overlooked. See, Vladimir Putin, or let's say, I'm going to say celebrity figureheads have the opportunity because they do everything in secrecy. What is it about the world that they need to go behind closed doors with each other and decide how things should be done? Because all criminals need what? A secret. Because criminal activity perpetuate and it grows, that overall infection grows in the dark. It can't withstand the sunlight. It can't withstand the sunlight. So there's no such thing as secrets without them be criminal on this platform. There can't be top secretness in these governments because top secretness breeds criminal activity because they're hiding something. And what they're hiding is their criminal opportunities. They've colluded with others. And this is how this whole thing in Syria is coming about. Clinton was saying was that, why did they get rid of me? Because it was the perfect opportunity. Because of they wanted to. And what they're really doing is they're really setting up here for a professional politician to be put back into position of so-called celebrity status influence. See, in my opinion, celebrity figurehead Donald Trump was the perfect proxy and the perfect pansy to be in position. He's the perfect personality to get what they wanted. See, before Trump, Clinton and Putin so-called had an adversarial relationship that was borderline war between the two. And it was even spoken about that Russia said if she's elected, we'll be in war in 3 months. So what did that really, really do? But what happens behind closed door when Putin and Clinton meet? What happens behind closed door? Do you know? No. Do I know? No. Because I was never there, nor would I ever want to be there, because I would never want to be at that level of the den of thieves. Because it's like a battleground. You can't go into that continuous battleground without coming out and losing who you really are. The PTSD that you're going to suffer from there is going to be a sociopathical PTSD where you will accept anything and you'll make up all the excuses for why you had to do it. So I would never go into that overall arena because I know in that arena that you have to commit crimes to so-called facilitate what you think and deem as being perfect. There's a reason. But see, we're in a different mindset. We say, no, we don't need to commit crimes to do what's benevolent and right. So here's what it is with Syria. It's the perfect, perfect playground for all. And one of the things that she said was that, why did they want to get rid of me? So she basically said so that they can have somebody that they can completely run over geopolitically. This is why she said he's playing chess, checkers, while Putin is playing 3D chess. What was that a statement about? See, never ever allow a civilian that's not been in all of these crimes that we've already been in all these secret meetings, he don't know stuff, never allow that type of personality to come in, because here's what they're doing. They know that when we go to war and the U.S. loses the war, there's going to be a great opportunity for the world to take a look at the governments around the world in a more objective piece and say, wait a minute, we need to get rid of the governments, as they're doing in Spain. In Spain, they have actually been actually functioning without a government, and guess what they're doing? Very, very well. Do you see that on in the Catalonians? Have you seen that on mainstream media? No. Do you see that on Facebook? Probably not. I don't know. I'm not on there. But do you see that overall truth being perpetuated? I know my man Scotty knows about it. We did shows and talked about it here. See, they're not going to give that any overall influence, and so it can gather momentum. They're squashing that, so you won't know that. Because, see, by you not having a government and everybody living in a more peaceful way and actually having the ability to do well, that will bring in a truth. That will bring in a truth that everybody says we need the government. No, 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 no. You're addicted to a government, so you need your fix, right? You don't need them. You choose to have them. You want them. And there's a big difference between a want and a need. And so can we function without this type of mentality, without this criminal activity? Absolutely. But if we don't do it, we're going to continue to get the same results from what we've got in the past. World War I came about because of the other wars. World War II came about because of the other wars, because of World War I, World War II, World War III. So it's a continuous cycle of violence. It's really what it is. It's really a continuous cycle of domestic violence. And it's going to continue. But what I really wanted to talk about, Keith, in this show is give the opinion on is how serious where the U.S. loses its first world status. It won't be a first world. I don't think it'll be a second world. I don't even think it'll go down to a third world. I actually think that it will be in the fourth and fifth world realm. And one of the reasons why I think it will, because history and evidence show that the criminal ideology is going to want that to happen. And here's the reason why, is because the United States, the territory, or the so-called corporation of the United States, the continental United States, the landmass has what the great creator has put into it. The great creator created all of the resources and put them inside of the earth, made the living earth have these abilities and everything else. See, they've even changed the way that we look at life now. We look at life in a form of an object, but we look at an object as a form of life. That's backwards. The earth is not an object, it's a living being. The U.S. government is not a living being, it's an object. And if you don't understand the duality of that, you're basically living within the overall satanic cult thinking of things. You're living within the letter of the law. And who is actually put on in the letter of the law? The criminal. And we're moved away from the spirit of the law. You can't go on a plane and see this planet and see what the great creator made and see a country. You have to see the living being. That's the truth. If you see a country, that means that you've subjugated and you've domesticated yourself to a different master. So the U.S. will, in my opinion, be less than a third world country, will be a fourth and fifth world country because of the vast resources that are within the overall land that has been demarked as the United States. And because of that, someone is going to want to use those resources to control people even further and even more. So how does the IMF do what they do? How is China doing what they're doing? How is the U.S. doing what they're doing? They always go into a place that has vast resources and debting them, get them in debt to where their overall resources, they have to surrender. Because when you're in debt, you lose all of your resources. Because your indebtedness goes into bankruptcy and you become insolvent, now you have to do what? You have to settle that debt through what? Asset forfeiture, through receivership, and through repossession. And so the United States has so many vast natural resources, That tells you that they're going to, the indebtedness is already there. So now what does that tell you? That the natural resources of the U.S. is going to be used as collateral for receivership for the unpayable debt. And what does that mean? You go from first to last. And Syria is the perfect place because here's how Syria is the perfect place. Because Syria is the perfect place because the indebtedness of the U.S. is going to come to a point of, are you going to pay, play, or fold? And they're not going to pay. They're not going to want to play. They're going to want to play because they're not going to want to fold. And what I mean by play is this. Here's the play in Syria. Syria is significant because of the Nord Stream 2. And tomorrow we're going to have a video about the Nord Stream 2 because you all need to be very familiar with that. It's about resources. See, the long game that Clinton talked about, they play a long game. They're talking about, she's talking really about the governments play a long game against the people. The long game that these governments play is that their overall objection, objective is resources. Because when they control resources, they now can invoke the letter of the law to be the master and the boss of everyone. When you have resources, Keith, when you have resources, what need do you have for an alarm clock? None at all. What need do you have for a boss? None at all. Because you can sustain yourself because you have resources. You're not dependent on debt to go and buy some of the resources for a short time. See, that's the thing with debt, is that it gets you resources, small amount of resources in a short time. But having real money gets you, has you having the overall intrinsic value of resources for as long as you control it. Very, very important. That's the long game that they play against us, the people, that we're not focusing on. We're focusing on what they're telling us to focus on instead of focusing on the truth of what is these criminals really after. We look at that. We know what they're after. Now you can defeat them and then come around and do what? Change their influence and their ability to commit a crime. Keith wants to chime in, so let me set that up so Keith can do that.
I agree with that 100%. But I think you have to take that. This is my opinion. I think you're going to have to take that a step farther. You are exactly right. Economically, that's what's going to happen. I sent you an article today, and what that article talked about was how the United States have destroyed all these countries. Have they put them in a position where you have all these refugees running to the United States, and now they don't want to accept them? The only reason why I bring that up is that's just a small classification of the United States. So what I mean by that, it kind of gets into what I was talking about with Scotty yesterday as well. What you're talking about, absolutely, that's what has to be done for economic reasons and the payment of the debt and the bankruptcy and everything else. But I think the United States is going to be in a different boat. And the reason why I think the United States is going to be in a different boat is because they're going to have to fall in that category. But they have created such a visceral hate by the world that just the repayment of the commodities, that's not going to be enough. That's not going to be enough. The world is going to have the desire to kick the United States when they're down. And that's just going to double everything up much worse than they already. Everything's already going to be nasty. But I think because of the way that we have been to the world for so long, it's going to be even much worse than that.
Keith, I couldn't agree with you more. You're absolutely, I think that's spot on. It's kind of like what you told us about in the newbies going into Vietnam and how they indoctrinated them, that this is the enemy. Now that we've killed them, kick their brains in. The dead body, take the dead body, the lifeless, the spiritless body, now kick it. And because what is that? It's establishing hate. And that's what the system really, really how it's able to get away with this criminal activity. Because if you're a person of hate, you won't see anything as criminal activity. You'll actually condone it, because that hate is the poison. And this is the seed of destruction that they're placing throughout the world, the system places throughout the world. Because, see, once you become a hateful individual, the rationale that you'll use to be a sociopath will be even easier, because it will be from the emotion of hate that you will make a decision. You will look at all these other things, and they'll fester and everything else. And the thing about hate is that it destroys you first. It completely destroys you. And Keith, you're right when it comes to they've created this where the world has now actually hates the U.S. for all the good reasons, but for all the so-called right reasons, but it's the wrong method. What we're not looking at is, this is all a contrived paradigm. Because today is the U.S., tomorrow it'll be this country, and 100 years from there it'll be this one, another one. And the system is never, ever questioned, because the people are so filled with hate that they want the system to be a part of their life from this standpoint. They want the system to benefit them and to actually attack the ones that they hate. So you become systematically complicit. You can't use the same consciousness as the criminals. You can't use the same methods and objectives as the criminals, else you'll be part of the conspiracy yourself. You are now a conspirator. And so you're so right that the overall hate that's been established, and what happens is everyone that kicks that boot with hate, you just kicked yourself, because you're the only one that still has the living spirit within that body right now. And so very, very true, and it's going to be far, far worse, because it's been this way before in the past, and it will continue. And then, see, one of the things that they're able to do is they're able to write history. So they're always able to write the kindness and the overall propaganda to their maintaining their overall control over people. And until we understand that, no, I'm self-determining and sovereign, and this is how I'm going to go. You can go that way, but you're not going to take me with you. And so Syria is a great place for this overall repositioning of the overall paradigm of subjugation and enslavement, because it's going to give the opportunity for the system to get a stronger hold. See, they go into war, the criminals decide war when they start to lose their grip on the masses of people. When they start to lose influence on the masses of the people. So what they do is they know that, hey, in order to maintain our objective, we're going to have to change our method here. We're at a point right now. See, they have the overall pulse of the people through all of their instruments. Facebook is an instrument. The movies is an instrument. So they're able to get a reading on the temperature of the overall people of the world. And by looking at that temperature tells them, are the people getting sick? And what I mean by sick, are the people getting sick and tired of being sick, and they're now going to want a cure? And we don't want them to look for a cure. We want them to come in for health care. So if they're getting sick, this is what we can do. This group of people, we've developed where they hate this group of people, so our health cure is to give that group of people what they want to bring down their so-called, the ones that they hate, and they'll be happy and connected even more, but they'll be destroyed. See, one of the things about a psychopath is a soldier. Psychopath is a soldier. A psychopath takes orders. A a sociopath is a soldier. A psychopath dictates the direction. Is the actual sets the precedent on where things are going. It sets the agenda. They set the agenda that the soldiers follow. That's the psychopath. The psychopath is the person, is the individual, the mentality that actually sets the path that the sociopaths follow.
Okay, help me. Now, I was under the impression that a sociopath is created.
Yes, a psychopath. A psychopath is born.
Right.
And what I mean by born, and someone sent me this, it was really good, but I took it a little different way. A psychopath is born. And if you look at the history of control, you have probably families, and they have their family members, and their family members are born into this overall psychopathic control of people. So they're born into something, and they're being indoctrinated into this, and their overall DNA and RNA is probably change, because I'm going to tell you, you can't put poison in your body and it not change and it not linger in your overall body. It changes your body. You can pass, it's just like your genes. You pass your genes on to your children, your offspring. But if your genes have been compromised with poison, those genes that you are passing on to them are going to be infected genes, so to speak, because this type of poison is so steep, because it's a spiritual poison that goes beyond the physicalness of existence. So these sociopaths, psychopaths that are born into these families, they're born and indoctrinated from their very their actual ritual practices that they follow before these individuals are born. And some of those ritual practices are actually have to deal with sacrifices of living animals and people and everything else, demonic rituals and everything. See, those demonic rituals aren't just for the flesh. It's really there to actually feed into destruction into the spirit. So now that person is born this way. They're born in a certain way. So they actually set the path that the sociopath follows. The sociopath isn't the one that's creating the path, because they can only follow orders. They don't have, well, they could, but I don't think that they have the ability to do what this psychopath is doing, because the psychopath has been doing this for generations upon generations upon generations. It's in their blood now. This is a part of their overall DNA. So it's who they really are. And so, and we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, when we come back, I always want to focus on Syria, how this is where the U.S. loses first world state more, because I didn't really get to point it out. But this is, we like to go where we're going to go. We got to have a part two. We will. Well, we will on tomorrow, because we want to take a look at the Nordic Stream deal and how this all plays into it. So listen, got to get ready to go to commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. So, we're going to definitely have to, elaborate on this a whole lot more. But some of the things that's significant with Syria. Syria is where the U.S. is going to have to either pay, play, or fold. I don't think that they're going to pay. Don't think that they're going to fold. I think that they're going to play. And what I mean by play is that they're going to try to stop the overall Nord Stream 2 deal in the countries using natural resources and not including the U.S. in that. Because without resources, the U.S. has, in the controlling of resources, the U.S. has no legal standing by the letter of the law. And so they're going to try to defend that position at all costs, even if they lose everything. Because these individuals have actually, it's kind of like a person that has, Keith, it's kind of like, if I could use this analogy, it's kind of like a stockbroker or a person that's made a lot of cash in the market, from stock markets, the bonds, the Forex market. They developed a lifestyle based off of their earnings and their winnings from that overall corporate gambling platform. Well, when the house decides that you're not going to win anymore, and you've already developed your lifestyle around that to where you have a $40 million home, you got a car collection of antique cars that are worth over $1 billion in 12 warehouses around around the world, you have all of this. And you've been able to sustain the overall payments on those very easily. But then when the casino says, we're going to cut off your winnings, because the house always wins, we're cutting you off because you're not the market manipulator, we are. And then when they cut you off, and that individual goes from having $1 billion down to $3 million, that overall individual is going to come down as a $3 million as they're going to make a choice now. Can I live like that? And you know what they're going to say? No. This is where they jump off buildings. This is where they actually kill themselves, because they say, I can't live that way. It's the exact same thing with the U.S. here. They're going to say, I can't live that way. So I'm going to have to play. Even if it means I got to so-called kill myself, because it's worth it. Because one of the things that they do is that they now have been a sociopath. And they're going to want to work with other sociopaths and work for psychopaths. They'll be willing to do whatever to maintain what they say I have to do. And so they're going to try to stop this deal by way of war. And they're going to fail, and they're going to fail miserably in Syria. And when they fail miserably in Syria, because they're going to fail miserably in Syria, but not only in Syria, but they're going to fail in the Ukraine. Then they'll fail in Djibouti. Then they'll fail in different parts of Africa. Then they'll fail in Europe. Then they'll fail in the South Sea of China. Then they'll fail in the Korean Peninsula and the overall in the Asian nations, the ASEAN nations. They'll fail there. Then they'll fail in the Pole, North and South Pole, which has extreme amount of resources. They'll fail there. Then they'll fail in South America. Then they'll fail in Central America. Then they'll fail in North America. Done deal. It's a cascading domino effect that happens. And when that happens, the overall resources in this country are going to be spoken for by different individuals. They're going to say, hey, they stole this from us. We need to get this back by way it needs to be settled out this way. We need to be made whole again. And this is where the U.S. quality of life and standard of living goes from being where it is now to being where it's going to be, because it can't make its payment and is going to go into receivership. And when it goes into receivership, all of its resources are going to be repossessed. And in that repossession, that means the quality of life and standard of living that you have now completely falters and falls, and not even into a collapse. It goes into a Mach 12 spiral down. Because if you think about it, from the criminal standpoint, criminals don't care who they hurt. They actually choose that path to do it to get to their objective, because they see that that is the best, least resistant way to do it. Because the most resistant way to do it would be to work hard for it with other people. But that's not what a criminal does. A criminal says, I'll hurt as many people to get to where that's the easiest thing for me to do. So where are we not seeing the importance of this and how that's going to affect those that are going to be victimized by this? See, the victim can only provide the overall energy and momentum for the criminal to succeed. The victim has to no longer be a victim. The prey no longer needs to be available for the predator. Or where the predator realizes that I can't take the prey. And there in Syria is where everything is falling apart. Because now, I wouldn't be surprised, you're going to see a no-fly zone talked about relatively soon. And the no-fly zone means that you can't bring in anything and you can't move the way that you want to move. And now it's going to be where your overall objectives become restricted there, because it's not just going to be a no-fly zone. It's going to be a no-fly zone and an eviction. Because if you really think about it, when they shot the plane down yesterday, now they're going to say, you know what? We're going to have to evict all countries that haven't been invited here. You have to leave here now. This can no longer be your playground. You can't come here anymore. And the no-fly zone now establishes that now Russia can enforce the no-fly zone. Hey, we got a no-fly zone, so that's why we shot you down. You knew it was a no-fly zone. You can't fly here anymore. Because the overall chances of war are so great. So and how do we de-escalate this? You can't come here anymore. And if you come here, you're coming here for an aggressive act of war. So now we got to shoot you down, because now none of our troops are protected anymore. Every time you come, because you're coming here, you're not telling us you're coming, and our troops are in the way and they're getting hurt. So we got to stop that now. So if you want to fly outside of Syria and everything else, that's fine.
Preventive measures.
And you're going to hear a lot of, that's what it's going to be exactly called, is what Keith just said. They're going to be called preventive measures. And this is where it's over. But the end result, because I'm going to have to end the show a little bit early today, the end result is going to be this, is that this is going to have a cascading domino effect to where now the U.S. and the rest of the U.S. will no longer have resource influence around the world. And when it doesn't have that, the criminal is going to act out violently and start a war that is going to lose, and that's ultimately going to target the generations of people that are here and throughout the world. They're going to have to attack. And the attacks of war, 99% of the victims and casualties of war are the overall innocent victims that had nothing to do with it at all. That being you. Listen, everyone, got to get ready to get out of here a little early today. So hopefully, greatly appreciated you all. So it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, Keith. Thank you all. Thanks, Roz, for all that you do. I greatly appreciate you. We'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We'll be right back.
didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.